That's Brahms, the Hungarian Dance No. 5 in G minor with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. Let's go from Brahms to Bach. Here's Murray Pariah at the piano, ready to play the 4th English Suite for the keyboard by J.S. Bach now on KPR. That's J.S. Bach on KPR. That's Bach's English Suite, number 4 in F major, played by Murray Pariah on a modern-day piano. Good morning. Next, it's orchestral Dvorak, and then a Beethoven string quartet, his last, in a recording by the Juilliard string quartet. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live. We're local. We're also on kansaspublicradio.org, along with 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Jeff Watson promises a stellar overture by Schubert to kick off the noon hour from the opera Alfonso and Estrella. Chamber music by Christian Bach and other surprises during classical music from noon to three as it continues this morning and this afternoon on this warm summer day. This is Dvorak's first Slavonic dance from the Opus 46 set on KPR. Antony Dvorak, the first Slavonic dance in C major with Christoph von Dohnányi and the Cleveland Orchestra here on KPR. Next, a Beethoven string quartet that has some secret messages. Well, some messages he wrote on the score that most audience members are not privy to. We'll hear the Juilliard string quartet next. And looking forward to just a little bit more Dvorak in the 10 o'clock hour Silent Woods before we hear Mozart's Jupiter Symphony. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details and how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. Beethoven's last string quartet, his 16th, he had written some pretty crazy ones before it, but in the last one he goes back more to the classical style. His Opus 135 quartet, it's the shortest one of his late ones. And in the last movement, under the slow chords that introduce the music, it's headed The Difficult Decision. And Beethoven wrote in the manuscript, "Must it be?" To which he responds with the faster main theme of the movement, "It must be." Let's hear this mysterious music by Beethoven from late in his life. A four-movement string quartet, number 16 in F major, the last one he completed. Here's a fine performance of it by the Juilliard String Quartet on KPR. That was the Juilliard String Quartet playing the last string quartet by Beethoven with the quotes in it of "Must it be?" that were used also by the character Tomas in the story The Incredible Lightness of Being, Beethoven and all things. And here this morning on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Between now and 10 o'clock, we've got about 4.5 minutes before that. Let's listen to the Serenata from Jewels of the Madonna on KPR. The Serenata from Jewels of the Madonna on KPR. You can see more info about that on our playlists at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the inner workings of the government to the conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition before classical music starts at 9 here on KPR. It's 10 from the University of Kansas. We're Kansas Public Radio. That means KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANU and KANU HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Well, it looks like out of the blue, we have a 20% chance of showers. Not much of a chance, but that's for today. It should be sunny and hot with a high in the upper 80s. And tonight, mostly clear skies and a humid, hot summer night. Looks like tomorrow should be sunny with a high in the lower 90s. And looks like for the rest of the week, well, maybe Wednesday will be the hot spot. It might back off a little bit. And for this weekend, it might even be in the lower 70s. So looking forward to that. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
The company is in contact with relevant congressional committees. Charles Snyder, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business. From small business to big enterprise and everything in between, Amazon Business works to help simplify the supplies buying process. Learn more about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Peaceful music by Antonin Dvorak. In fact, it's called Waldesruhe, or Silent Woods, or Peaceful Forest. Seiji Ozawa, the Boston Symphony, and Yo-Yo Ma. Next, we have music that Woody Allen said is so deep and intense it probably proves the existence of God. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Well, the exact quote by Woody Allen about Mozart's Jupiter Symphony is, "This music is so scary, so deep, that it may prove the existence of God." Let's listen to it. The Jupiter, nicknamed that probably by a publisher because this symphony is so big and bright. It's Mozart's last one, the 41st Symphony in C major, The Jupiter now on KPR. We've just heard the Jupiter Symphony of Mozart with Franz Brueggen and the Orchestra of the 18th Century. That was Mozart's 41st Symphony in C, nicknamed the Jupiter. And another Woody Allen quote about, well, Mozart in general, maybe. "Life is horrible, but it is not relentlessly black from wire to wire. You can sit down and hear a Mozart symphony, or you can watch the Marx Brothers, and this will give you a pleasant escape for a while. And that is about the best that you can do." So, one of the reasons for living, listening to a Mozart symphony. Next, we'll hear music by Eugene Boza. This is an international potpourri of children's melodies, or it's kids' songs. Let's see how many you remember. It's a piece for band with the North Texas Wind Symphony now. It's called The Children's Overture, now on KPR. Some fun music by Eugene Boza from the mid-60s. The Children's Overture with the North Texas Wind Symphony in that clavier recording, with Eugene Corcoran directing, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU. Henry Purcell's Hornpipe on KPR.
The Democratic Party is looking for a way forward after President Biden announced he will not run for re-election. We'll bring you everything you need to know about what comes next in this historic presidential election on the next All Things Considered.
Join us at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Do you have an old boat that feels more like an anchor around your wallet? KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle, motorcycle, RV, car, truck, and we'll use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat car or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org, and you could get a good tax deduction. Right after the news, we'll hear the intermezzo from Hari Janosch, and then the beautiful Concierto de Aranjuez by Rodrigo, concerto for guitar and orchestra with Julian Bream. John Elliott Gardner will direct that. Also music by Martucci and Gustav Mahler. Keep it here on KPR. That's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Remember, you can always check our playlists out at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Sen, 21. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is KPR. From Hari Janosch, Hungarian music, Zoltán Kodály, George Sell and the Cleveland Orchestra. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from Kansas City PBS, providing news and updates on programming and Kansas City happenings with our e-newsletters. More at kansascitypbs.org/subscribe. And from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Is this the most famous guitar concerto? It might be. It's Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez, named after a region of Spain. Here's John Elliott Gardner, the Monteverdi Orchestra, and the soloist is guitarist Julian Bream on KPR. By Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, the Concierto de Aranjuez, with John Elliott Gardner directing the Monteverdi Orchestra, and the guitarist was Julian Bream, here on KPR. It's about 32 minutes into our 11 o'clock hour, 83 degrees. In Lawrence, it should be a warm week with temperatures in the 90s. Next on KPR, a novelette. And then, music that was featured in the film Tar, about the conductor, recently. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, kansaspublicradio.org. Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. I know KPR matters to you, and your support matters to us. Contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so very much for your support. By Giuseppe Martucci, Novelette. With the Rome Symphony Orchestra. It's about 21 minutes before noon. Jeff Watson's in from noon to 3 with more classical music. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until noon. And next we'll have, well, music that was featured in the movie Tar about the conductor Lydia Tar, who had conducted all of the Mahler symphonies, but she was saving Mahler's Fifth Symphony, Mahler 5, for last. We'll hear the scherzo from that. We don't have time to hear the whole thing, but Mahler's next. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer events, including Blockbuster Wednesdays this month with kid-friendly performances, including a magician, science, and more. three different performance times every Wednesday. Details at tscpl.org. And from, well, the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer reading events, with The Floor is Lava art exhibit in the Alice Sabatini Gallery, and daily events for elementary ages. More about the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer reading events at tscpl.org. And now with Klaus Tennstedt and the London Philharmonic Orchestra, from Mahler 5, here's the Scherzo now on KPR. The Scherzo, the middle movement from the Symphony No. 5 by Gustav Mahler, with Klaus Tennstedt and the London Philharmonic Orchestra on KPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. Jeff Watson's in next with a stellar overture by Franz Schubert right after the news, an Egyptian suite, and later on he'll play music from a new CD in the KPR Music Library. It's piano music by Ellen Hovhaness, especially piano music to do with mountains. And from 1980, the Prospect Hill Sonata. It's a new release with a pianist. It's on the MSR label, music of Ellen Hovhaness, and more between noon and 3 here on KPR with Jeff Watson next. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3.
Live.